for himself, and in some cases he can delegate it. But he can give it to only one person. And Article 15 is in the records for 1 year, 1 year only. Rights of the accused. The accused may demand trial by court-martial, except on ship. I left out the third measure for maintaining discipline, which was judicial measures, summary, special, and general court-martials. And back to the rights of the accused, the second right of the accused is the right to present evidence in extenuation, defense, or mitigation. Number three, he can petition the commander to suspend or omit the punishment. Number four, the right of appeal to the next higher commander. And no reason is necessary. All he has to do is appeal. If an appeal involves a sentence of over 14 days, it must be referred to the judge advocate. Special note on that. Name, the Department of Military Science, the organization of a division. Name the five type of Army division and their symbols. Infantry division, airborne infantry, airborne division, mechanized infantry division, armored division, and air mobile division. Division base elements or units. Division headquarters, a cavalry squadron, division artillery, an engineer battalion, a military police company, a signal battalion, an air defense artillery battalion, an aviation battalion, and a support command. Next is tailoring. Just now, what do we mean by tailoring? Oh, one more note, there are three brigade headquarters also in the division base, each equipped to handle a certain amount of maneuver battalions. Before going to tailoring, a few notes on the division base. The aviation battalion is found only in the infantry and airborne divisions. The armored cavalry squadron is not found in an air mobile or airborne division. The armored cavalry squadron has aircraft which are separate from the aviation battalion also. Air defense artillery is designed for low-flying aircraft mainly. And the engineer battalion, the bridge building unit organic, it is also not in the air mobile or airborne division. The aviation battalion can lift approximately one rifle company. The support command is where we find the medical battalion. Those brigade headquarters are able to command and control five maneuver battalions each. However, the max support that they can give between them is usually 10 or 11 maneuver battalions for any extended period of time. Tailoring. Back to tailoring. Strategic tailoring. Strategic tailoring is done by the Department of Army to organize a division. Headquarters Department of the Army also designates each division as to what it will be. It usually depends on the number and types of combat maneuver battalions assigned to it. This is part of strategic tailoring, which takes into consideration the environment in which the division is expected to operate and the missions it may have to perform. External tailoring is the altering of division forces by adding or taking away within the chain of command higher than a division but lower than Department of the Army. Internal tailoring is done by the division commander himself. The five types of combat maneuver battalions are similar in organization as possible, consistent with their individual roles. All of them have a battalion headquarters and headquarters company, and three combat company. They're essentially of one arm, whatever the arm of the designation of the maneuver battalion, the armored troops in the tank battalion, etc. They are tactically and administratively self-sufficient. All of the major units of the division may be grouped according to function under the following headings. Combat, that's the combat maneuver battalions and the cavalry squadron. Those are the boys that are in touch with the enemy. Combat support people, operational support of the fighting troops. The examples would be Division Artillery, Engineer Battalion, Aviation Battalion, Signal Battalion, Air Defense Battalion. Combat Service Support, something like the Military Police and the Support Command. Army Forces, Theater of Operations, 18 September. Points emphasized. The theater of operation is divided into a combat zone and a communication zone. Theater of operation itself is a portion of an area of war necessary for military operations pursuant to assigned mission for the administration incident to such military operations. It is both an area and a functional command. Combat zone, first part of it should include sufficient maneuver area for the commander to deploy all elements to establish essential combat service support facilities. Communication zone, that's the connecting link in the supply and provisions of services as well as evacuation between the combat zone and the United States. The theater commander is appointed by the president and directs the combat and administrative operations of all U.S. forces allotted to the theater. The Army Commander within the Theater Command is appointed by DA. If you have a Joint Force Commander, the Theater Commander appoints the CO of this unit. Field Army Rear Boundary is the line between the communication zone and the combat zone. The Nike Hercules is found at field army level, and the army group and corps are tactical organizations. Armed forces are generally formed as either joint or combined forces. A joint force contains significant forces of two or more U.S. services under a single commander and a single mission. Combined force contains forces of two or more nations, single commander, single mission. Army forces can participate in field operations, part of the two types of joint forces, which may be a part of combined forces, a unified command, which is a command with a broad continuing mission under a single commander, composed of significant assigned components of two or more U.S. services, and is so designated by the President. Joint Forces Command. Correction, a Joint Task Force, which is composed of significant elements of two or more U.S. services, constituted and so designated by the President by the commander of a unified command or by the commander of an existing joint task force. So a unified command is designated by the president. A joint task force is designated by the president, by the commander of a unified command, or by the commander of an existing joint task force. Oh, the difference seems to be that a unified command is has a broad continuing mission. The major army operational commands are the army groups, the field armies, and the corps. These commands have flexible organization and they're tailored for the mission. Their composition is based upon the MET factor: mission, enemy situation, terrain and weather, and troops available. An army group can be organized to direct the operation of two or more field army. Responsibilities are primarily tactical, but it has the planning and allocation of means is dependent upon the theater army for combat service support. A field army is the largest ground combat force, having all combat, combat support, and combat service support elements required for sustained operation. It's different from the army group, which depends on the theater army for its combat service support. It's the field army. The Corps is essentially a large task force. Variable number of divisions and combat support units. When it's part of a field army, it may have a few combat service support functions. Corps and division troops receive combat service support directly from the field army units. The division is the basic army unit of the combined arms and services. It has tactical administrative functions. Conducts operations independently or as part of larger forces, usually the Corps. It's flexible and has, of course, the five army divisions. Security, 18 September, 68. Aero Medical Evacuation, Air Force, 19 September, 68. The Aero Medical Evacuation is handled by the Military Airlift Command. The commander of the Military Airlift Command wears three hats, four actually. As the commander of the Military Airlift Command, he is the executive director of airlift services. On a higher level, he's a single manager for airlift services. And on the Department of Defense level, he's the executive manager. Yeah, he answers to himself on the different levels. In addition, he has a blue suit duty. He's a four-star commander, and he answers to the Chief of Staff of the Air Force. A Civil Reserve Air Fleet craft are civilian aircraft, such as Braniff or American Airlines, which may be used in an emergency. There's agreements between the government and these civilian agencies that in case of an emergency, the commercial aircraft and their civilian crews can be used by the military, by the Air Force. These are aircraft are in addition to all commercial Military Lift Command aircraft and commercial contract aircraft. They test about 5% of these each month. The Airlift Service Industrial Fund, the key point there was that the user pays. We have two categories of airlift, strategic and tactical. They're differentiated by the fact that strategic are long-range high performance, and the tactical are short range. Strategic require extensive support facilities, the tactical marginal facilities. The strategic are subject to the policies of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The tactical are given to the theater commander and they are controlled by him. Our responsibilities document for aeromedical evacuation states, the Navy has aeromedical evacuation responsibility over sole routes of entry of Navy when such service cannot be provided by the Air Force. These are examples such as ship-to-ship and for the Marines at times. And Army responsibilities. They are from the point of initial treatment or injury, the battlefield, to and between medical treatment facilities within the combat zone of a theater or area of operation. So they're within the combat zone from the point of initial injury. The Air Force, on the other hand, has three types. Their tactical aeromedical evacuation is from or out of the combat zone to the communication zone. They pick up from the Army and take them on back to the communication zone and then between facilities in the COMZ. Now these Air Force, these tactical Air Force, are not primary mission medical aircraft. Strategic aeromedical evacuation is from an overseas area to the continental United States or other safe haven. Again, they're not primary mission medical. Domestic aeromedical evacuation connecting all federally operated medical facilities in the U.S. These aircraft are primary mission medical. Categories, periodic movement of domestic category. These are domestic categories: urgent, immediately to save life or limb, priority less than 24 hours, routine less than 72 hours. These things, of course, are changed in the overseas area. One note on the aeromedical evacuation portion presented by the Air Force. Check and see what those three hats for the Air Force.